This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. State prosecutors in Russia asked a judge Monday to jail Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny for 30 days after he was detained the previous evening at a Moscow airport when flying home for the first time since he was poisoned last summer. The United Nations and Western nations told Russia to immediately free the opposition politician, and some countries called for new sanctions. Moscow told them to mind their own business. Navalny, in a video from inside the police station, called the hearing, quote, the highest degree of lawlessness, end quote, and lashed out at President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing the criminal code out of the window in fear. The Kremlin was expected to comment on his case later Monday. The FBI is vetting National Guard troops coming into Washington, D.C. amid fears of an insider attack at the inauguration of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press officials are conscious of the potential threat and warned commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are streaming into Washington from across the country, at least 2.5 times the number for previous inaugurations. And while the military routinely reviews service members for extremist connections, the FBI screening is in addition to any previous monitoring. A couple of current active duty or National Guard members have been arrested in connection with the Capitol assault by supporters of President Trump, which left 5 people dead. I'm Julie Walker.
Police and National Guard troops are standing sentry at newly fortified state houses as small groups of armed demonstrators gather. The increased security at state capitals around the United States ahead of the inauguration comes as authorities work to deter